The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I wanted to talk today about wisdom in our practice. Certainly we hear often that wisdom or discernment is a key quality that's developed through Buddhist practice. Buddhism is even called a wisdom tradition. But the word wisdom may evoke something kind of lofty or that we discover about the universe. And actually, it is those things about our heart, about the mind. But all along the path, we use whatever discernment we have to guide the path itself. And we're applying wisdom essentially to our own practice in kind of a feedback loop between the wisdom and the effort that we're applying in practice. So this quote caught my eye recently from the Anguttara Nikaya. There are two kinds of fools. Which two? The one who takes up a burden that hasn't fallen to him, and the one who doesn't take up a burden that has. These two are fools. So I thought this was interesting because it points to both areas where we may be doing too much and areas where we may be doing too little. And so there's some discernment in noticing which of those we're in each case, and whether we're applying our wisdom and our discernment well in the practice. So in other words, it's worth noticing what burdens we have taken up. Maybe the word burden is a little unfortunate, but it kind of makes sense. And then so we notice which burdens we've taken up, and then notice further whether they're actually worth taking up, right? So, for instance, many people take up the burden of fighting against aging. And, a big part of the practice or the effort or the energy is going into trying to prevent this from happening, trying to avoid it, trying not to see it, trying to shore up various things. And this seems not to be a very good use of energy in the long run. And then similarly, we may ignore, for example, the fact that we have chronic worry or anxiety all the time, driving ourselves, kind of underlying all of our mental activities throughout the day. And we don't notice that chronic worry is unskillful, and it's something that we can address and should in some way. So we haven't taken up that aspect of practice, and we should have. So both of those the Buddha is pointing to needing some discernment about where we apply our energy. So it could be that a lot of our wisdom practice is about figuring out where to focus and where to put energy. People do this in various ways, see this in various ways in their own practice. One example is that I was surprised to discover early in my practice that I had some very odd ideas about where I had influence in my life or where I should be putting a lot of energy in my life. I came to practice during a time of psychological distress over realizing that I didn't have much control over my body or sort of the other external things. I realized that I was putting a lot of energy into my career and my physical state, which is easy to do when you're a 30-year-old, right? Kind of, everything seems immortal at that time. So, but I discovered that these things were not so reliable and not necessarily an area where it was worth putting 100% of my energy, because it didn't, the results could not be as predictable as I thought they were. I know someone else who have a different focus, for instance, spending a lot of time and energy trying to change other people. And so that can become a big focus of energy. And after a time, it may, discernment may kick in, and you may realize, this is not producing really good results to just spend a lot of time trying to get all the other people in my life aligned in the way that I want them to be. And yet someone else that I know was spending a lot of energy on kind of partying and pleasure and trying to have the most diverse set of amazing experiences that they could. And at some point it was like, this is temporary. Each one of these is temporary. Why am I spending so much energy just to see it kind of drain away each time the experience is over? And then conversely, in my own case, I realized that I was not putting very much attention into my psychological health. I had the underlying assumption that when my career was working and when my physical health was working and other external kinds of conditions were set up, then that would be what produced the happiness. And I wasn't putting much effort, deliberate effort, into creating good mind states or letting go of unskillful habits. I had no idea that was part of the mix. And so I wasn't taking up a burden or an effort that I should have, and I was taking up all kinds of things that weren't worth putting energy into. We have to discover this for ourselves. So in a way, Buddhist practice teaches kind of the opposite of what I was doing. It says that we should take responsibility for our mind states because we can actually have some influence over those. You know, we're taught all kinds of ways that it's possible to influence the inner life, this spiritual life that we carry around with us. And conversely, we don't have as much impact on the external world as we might think. Not that this is not important to do some things, but if that's the sole focus, it's not reliable. It's not a reliable way to produce happiness. Not in the simple way that we get the assumption from popular culture, at least. So I want to look a little bit more at the discernment itself. You know, what is, you may then say, well, I don't know, I don't feel that wise, or I'm not really sure how to apply that. So how can I develop this discernment that would be helpful for knowing how to focus my practice? So there's a kind of a framework that I found helpful in another sutta that says there are basically three kinds of wisdom, three different aspects, or I don't want to say levels, but aspects of wisdom. And the first is understanding that comes from listening, essentially, something that we hear. So we listen, it's a good idea to listen to things that are worth listening to. So we hear the Dharma, we come to IMC, or we listen to audio Dharma, we hear things from teachers, from wise friends in our life. And it's really helpful to expose our mind regularly to wisdom in this form, this external form of wisdom, because it kind of seeps in at a heart level, I have found. There's no need to discount this, you know, oh, Kim listed this first. There's no need to discount this as just the first step. Actually, hearing the Dharma is a factor for reaching the first stage of enlightenment. So it's absolutely critical to hear the teachings. But it's probably not enough just to hear things, just to listen. So there's a second type of wisdom that's called understanding that comes from thinking or from reflecting. Maybe thinking is too cognitive, but it essentially means reflection, evaluating what we've heard in relation to our own life. So we hear a Dharma talk, we read a book, we talk with someone, and we think, how might that apply in my situation? How could that be relevant for me? The encouragement in this case is not to just accept things out of blind faith necessarily, but neither should we reject things right away because they don't seem to accord with what we've done up to now. I mean, we're practicing because what we've done up to now maybe wasn't quite right or could use further development. So it's helpful to investigate, to get interested, or if we're still skeptical, to at least have healthy skepticism that leads to further investigation, leads to checking something out. As an example, Andrea Fella has said many times recently that she's been recounting how she came to practice with a lot of anger, and she read in a Dharma book that it's helpful to turn toward anger instead of away from it or instead of feeding it. And this was a new idea for her. She hadn't been exposed to the Dharma, and she thought it sounded crazy. What? Turn toward my anger? Why would I want to do that? But she had just enough interest, just enough desperation maybe, but just enough interest to say, okay, let me consider that. So she started to reflect. She actually tried it a little bit, and she got encouraged by seeing a little bit of result there. So this is understanding that comes from reflection and from realizing what's relevant in our practice and seeing if it's, you know, what we've heard might relate. And then the third form of wisdom is understanding that comes from development or from meditation. And this means deepening the engagement with the teaching that we've heard such that we start practicing that way regularly. You know, we take it up and we say, okay, this really makes sense. I've seen some effect of it, or I just have a strong feeling about it in my heart, you know, whether you're more a wisdom type or a faith type, and actually begin practicing in line with what you've heard. This is a quote from Ajahn Lee about this. He says, "Once you've put what you've learned to the test, practice in line with it. This leads to the highest perfection of discernment or wisdom, which is liberating insight. You know what kinds of stress and pain should be remedied, and so you remedy them. And you know what kinds shouldn't be remedied, and so you don't." So this points back to that first quote about there are two fools, those that take up a burden that hasn't fallen to them and those that don't take up a burden that has. So we need to have the discernment, which comes from practice, of knowing what should be remedied, and so we do, and what shouldn't be remedied, and so we don't. And this, I think, is something like a feedback loop between wisdom and effort. So we have some wisdom, and that helps us choose where to apply our effort. By seeing the results of our effort with wisdom, then we know further where to continue refining our effort, and it goes in a loop like that. This is the way that the path is onward leading, and whatever amount we learn from this effort that we've applied is going to be useful for applying effort again until it becomes has its own momentum, the effortless effort that comes as wisdom begins to guide our actions in general. So please notice which burdens you're taking up and whether they've actually fallen to you. Applying wisdom on our own practice is one of the ways to really ease the path, really make it something that flows more and more smoothly as it goes along. So, thank you.